Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Educational Research Quantitative, Qualitative, and Mixed Approaches by Robert Burke Johnson and Larry B. Christensen is an introductory research methods textbook for students and instructors in education and closely related social science fields. The book is designed for readers who may have little prior research training, but it does not reduce research to simplified formulas. Instead, it presents educational inquiry as a structured process that can be approached through quantitative, qualitative, or mixed methods depending on the question being asked. Its purpose is both practical and conceptual. Readers learn how to understand published studies, evaluate methodological quality, design research proposals, gather data, analyze evidence, and prepare research reports. A notable feature is its balanced treatment of different methodological traditions, avoiding the assumption that one approach is naturally superior. The result is a broad guide to becoming both a critical consumer of educational research and a capable beginning researcher. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, balanced treatment of quantitative, qualitative, and mixed research traditions. A central contribution of educational research is its refusal to treat one research paradigm as the default model for all educational inquiry. Many methods textbooks begin from either a statistical, experimental orientation, or from an interpretive qualitative framework, leaving other approaches as secondary alternatives. Johnson and Christensen organize the subject more broadly, presenting quantitative, qualitative, and mixed approaches as distinct but legitimate ways to answer different kinds of questions. This structure matters because educational problems often involve both measurable outcomes and contextual meanings. A study of a reading intervention, for example, may require statistical evidence about achievement while also needing interview or observation data to understand implementation. The book encourages readers to select methods by matching the research design to the purpose of the study, rather than by loyalty to a single tradition. This balanced framing also helps beginners understand why debates about objectivity, interpretation, validity, and generalization differ across designs. The practical implication is methodological flexibility. Students learn that good research is not defined by using numbers or narratives alone, but by using procedures that produce credible, relevant, and ethically gathered evidence for a specific educational question. Secondly, research literacy as preparation for both evaluating and producing studies. The book places strong emphasis on research literacy, meaning the ability to read studies carefully, judge their quality, and use research findings responsibly. This is important in education because teachers, administrators, policymakers, and graduate students often encounter claims about programs, assessments, or instructional strategies that appear scientific but vary widely in methodological strength. Johnson and Christensen guide readers through the logic of the research process, including how problems are identified, how literature is reviewed, how variables or phenomena are defined, and how evidence is gathered. The text also moves beyond passive reading by showing how to write proposals, construct questionnaires, and plan empirical studies. This dual focus is valuable because evaluating research and conducting research require overlapping skills, recognizing a weak sample, unclear measurement. Inadequate data collection, or unsupported conclusion, improves both critique and design. The book therefore treats methodology as a form of disciplined reasoning rather than a checklist of technical steps. Readers are encouraged to ask whether a study has a clear purpose, appropriate design, sound data sources, defensible analysis, and conclusions that follow from the evidence. That orientation makes the text useful for coursework and for professional decision-making. Thirdly, quantitative designs, measurement, and validity as tools for causal and descriptive inquiry. The quantitative sections of the book introduce readers to major approaches used when researchers need numerical evidence about educational variables, relationships, group differences, or intervention effects. These include experimental and non-experimental designs, along with attention to sampling, measurement, control, descriptive statistics, and inferential statistics. The value of this coverage is that it links statistical procedures to design logic. Beginning researchers often learn statistics as isolated calculations, but the book shows that statistical results only matter when the study design supports the interpretation being made. For example, a significant difference between groups does not automatically justify a causal claim unless the design controls for plausible alternative explanations. Validity is therefore treated as a core issue rather than a technical afterthought. The book addresses threats to credible results, including problems in measurement selection, uncontrolled variables, and weak alignment between research questions and analysis. It also helps readers distinguish descriptive findings from predictive or causal interpretations. This is especially relevant in education, where data from tests, surveys, attendance records, or program evaluations can be misused if design limitations are ignored. the quantitative material equips students to ask not only what the numbers show, but what the numbers can reasonably support. Fourthly, qualitative inquiry for understanding meaning, context, and lived educational experience. The qualitative coverage highlights forms of educational research that focus on meaning, experience, process, and context. Rather than treating qualitative work as less rigorous because it does not rely primarily on numerical measurement, the book explains its own standards of design and credibility. It introduces major qualitative traditions, commonly including narrative inquiry, phenomenology, ethnography, case study, and grounded theory, and shows how each serves a different purpose. Narrative inquiry is suited to experience over time, ethnography to culture and group practices, case study to bounded systems, and grounded theory to developing explanatory concepts from data. The book also discusses data collection methods, such as interviews, focus groups, observations, and documents, emphasizing that qualitative evidence must be systematically gathered and carefully interpreted. A key contribution is its attention to trustworthiness and validity in qualitative research. Readers learn that credibility depends on transparent procedures, rich evidence, careful coding or interpretation, and awareness of researcher perspective. This helps prevent the common misunderstanding that qualitative research is merely anecdotal. In educational settings, where classroom interaction, institutional culture, learner identity, and teacher decision-making are often central, qualitative methods provide forms of understanding that purely numerical designs may miss. Lastly, mixed methods, integration, and research reporting as bridges between evidence and practice. The book gives mixed methods research significant attention rather than presenting it as a simple combination of surveys and interviews. Mixed methods work requires more than collecting two kinds of data. It requires an integrated design in which quantitative and qualitative components address related parts of a larger question. Johnson and Christensen explain that mixed approaches can be useful when one type of evidence clarifies, expands, or tests the other. For instance, quantitative results may identify a pattern of achievement differences, while qualitative findings may help explain how school practices or student experiences contribute to that pattern. The book also addresses validity or legitimation issues in mixed research, because combining methods introduces design challenges such as timing, weighting, sampling alignment, and interpretation across data types. Equally important is the attention to reporting research. The text includes guidance on preparing research reports and using APA style, which helps students understand that research quality is communicated through structure, transparency, and careful documentation. This matters because findings are only useful when readers can see how the study was conducted and how conclusions were reached. By connecting design, analysis, integration, and reporting, the book presents research as a complete communicative process. In conclusion, educational research is best suited for undergraduate and graduate students in education, students in adjacent social science programs, instructors teaching research methods, and practitioners who need to interpret evidence behind educational decisions. Its practical benefit is that it builds competence across the full research cycle, identifying a problem, reviewing literature, choosing a design, collecting data, analyzing results, judging validity, and writing a formal report. Its intellectual benefit is broader. The book helps readers understand why different questions require different kinds of evidence, and why methodological rigor looks different across quantitative, qualitative, and mixed traditions. Compared with many research methods textbooks, it stands out for its balanced architecture. It does not merely add a chapter on qualitative research to a quantitative text, nor does it present mixed methods as a fashionable supplement. Instead, it treats the three approaches as major pathways within one coherent field of educational inquiry. The writing is positioned for novices, but the scope is wide enough to support more advanced coursework. Readers who want a brief handbook may find it dense, but those seeking a comprehensive foundation will benefit from its breadth, practical orientation, and consistent attention to validity. Its distinctive value lies in connecting methodological choice to educational purpose rather than promoting a single model of research. If you would like to support Robert Burke Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.